Suncor has been chosen as a finalist in the Emerald Awards for this year, and it has to do with the project that you're doing with oil sands tailings. What is the project that you've been nominated for?
Sure, so we've been nominated for our tailings reduction operation technology, and it's really a technology that we've been developing over the last couple years that takes the fines from our tailings ponds and our tailings stream, and what we do is add a new polymer to that stream. We then spread it over a drying area, and what happens is that the fines consolidate and we're able to remove the water from that material and reduce our environmental footprint significantly by reducing the amount of time that it takes us to reclaim our tailings ponds.
When you say that this is a polymer, what exactly is it?
It's actually a standard polymer that is used quite widely in water treatment facilities, so it is safe. We have evaluated it to ensure that it's not going to have an adverse environmental impact when we use it. And it is essentially a flocculant that brings the fines from our tailing streams together and allows them really to drop out of the water.
Where did the idea come from in order to try this with tailings water?
Well, reducing our environmental footprint and focusing on sustainability has always been a focus for Suncor, and tailings ponds are certainly one of the key areas that we focus on. So it's really just through the hard work and collaboration and innovation with a lot of our technical folks and engineering staff that we've been piloting and working on this technology for a number of years.
What is going to be the environmental advantage using this?
This really gives us a number of key advantages in areas such as reclamation. So traditionally, tailings ponds can take decades, sometimes up hundreds of years potentially, for this fine clay particle material to settle out of the water. And that's what really sets the timeline for reclamation of these tailings ponds. So with this new technology, we're able to remove that fine material much, much quicker, and as a result, significantly reduce the amount of time it takes to reclaim our tailings ponds.
How much time?
So we can now get the process down from decades, and like I said, hundreds of years, down to within weeks of months that we can dry this material. So it significantly shortens the amount of time it takes to fully reclaim a pond from kind of tree clearing to full tree planting is now into the decades rather than hundreds of years.
And how about the actual footprint on the landscape?
With quicker reclamation and being able to accelerate that pace, we're able now to operate our facility with fewer tailings ponds. So in our long-range mine plan, we had a number of external ponds that were going to be required to continue our operation. We no longer need those tailings ponds because of this technology. So we have been able to reduce our footprint going forward substantially.
I heard a figure of something like 80%.
Yeah, absolutely. It is in that range. So it's quite exciting for everyone at Suncor and really the industry as a whole. This is a technology that is going to be used and shared with the industry. So it's not just for Suncor's benefit, but really the entire region.
And have you developed this within the Suncor company, or have you also involved university researchers with this work?
We've involved a number of different folks throughout the course of the research. There's absolutely basic applied chemistry principles that come into play that we've engaged a number of different universities, academic institutes, as well as some government agencies as well. Going forward, we are sharing this technology with the entire industry through a new tailings consortium, where all of the industry players have come forward and really recognized that what's good for the environment is good for the entire industry, and it's something we need to work together on.
What does it mean for you, your team, and your company to be recognized in this way by the Emerald Foundation?
It's incredibly exciting, and you know, I'm very proud of the folks who work at Suncor. We have a lot of dedicated people out in the field every day, you know, through some tough weather conditions, who are really working hard to make this technology work. So this evening is all about recognition for them.
Thank you very much, and congratulations, Shelley.
Thank you very much.